Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
There'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Live Jackpot Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Jackpot Radio, Jackpot Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer. Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 44. So we're just going to slow down the international side and see you all join us for another episode, and that's what we're going to do. One thing about it, Seed Royal, we clear, the world's going to do what they got to do. And that's why we're saying we got to do what we got to do. And Yahweh, tell you plainly. He'll tell you in 1 Samuel 17, 45, 46, he's going to tell you something, big man. in this name, I'm going to take you down. So one thing about it, that's past today. Let's throw it out on the international side and see who all join us. And we'll sit with our elder here and can you bring this broadcast. And we'll go from there. All right. For all the philosophy still. That's 195 international countries. And what's splashing on the international side is 161-947. 161-947. Let's bring our elder in and we'll see if we can get something going on. 161-947 is flashing. Yahweh be with you all. And we'll take it from there. So you can find our elder and bring him in. And when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, LC, right?
And Yahweh bless you, see as well. See as well. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's why it's so important to understand one thing, that we got to get our own radio land, school, and banquet hall, because we was waiting to talk, and WCC already had something lined up for me when I do come on the network, so they already had it lined up. Roll, Jordan, roll. So soon later, Jordan used to call the Middle East, they call it. And soon later, the people's all, the past going to want to see it roll, and it's going to roll once Yahweh say, you in order. Once you in order, all that rolling, it's going to happen. That roll, Jordan roll, yeah, it's going to roll. And it will be another deliverer coming called in the form of the six anointed camps, the voices of the true Israelites. So that's so we that can't care both of that. All right, 195 international countries. 161-947.
Hey, Mr. Tibbs, you're
on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another good turnout of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. That's 161,947 listeners. And that's a good thing that I always say. A lot of people want to hear the words of Yahweh. But some listen and never receive it. They always want to see if they have some sort of retaliation, looking for other avenues. Oh, I believe in the Bible. But also, look what it says here on YouTube. Well, then replace the Bible with YouTube, huh? That's something. That's why you always hear people moaning and groaning, because they can't get the word of Yahweh in them correctly. People saying, I read my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I still feel uneasy. And most of the time when I'm trying to think of something, I can't really think of what I want to say. That's why I came out of the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 9. Therefore, we have that, and the things that, none of these things, that we have the righteous books of the scripture in our hands to comfort us. Well, don't pick a verse. Pick the Bible, the King James Bible. Learn how to precept the Bible, and these are things that will help you in times of need. Sometimes they say, well, you know, what gives you the authority to be able to read this book like this? Well, as long as we stay in the book and we learn how to precept the book, you know, we find some people that enjoy it and some people that resent it. What gives us the authority to do that? I think they asked Yahweh to sign something similar to that also. Let's look what it says in Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 and 24. Let's see what happened here. Verse 23, and when he's coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority thou doest these things, and who gave thee this authority? 24. And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also ask you one thing. What do ye can tell me? And likewise, I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Well, as long as we stay in the Bible and following the Bible protocol, where the word came from, this just gives us the authority, following the protocol of the Bible, how the word was given from Yahweh the Father to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to the elders, and to bring this word unto you. We learn to give praise to the word of Yahweh, and that's why we stay in this book. learning to be humble and giving praise on a Sabbath day, as I said before. Praise. We use this word YHDH a lot, and we're going to continue to use it. It's an ancient Semitic original pure form of the word praise, using YHDH. Well, we look at the tribe of Yada, honored the heavens with songs and dances, etymology. Ancient Semitic, no Latin or Greek vowel points in the ancient dialect of the Semitic nations. Well, this is why we came and welcome all of you for tuning our live broadcast so that you can learn these things of Yahuwah's word, helping guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bump the gums contests for people's righteous learning. We'll open them to you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and as I've said before, you have to look no further because now you've found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, the current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking on it, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail by scripture what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. You'll find this is a feature that's available only during the live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSRAEL, at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, another good note, by calling this number, we have available what is called our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right. Any particular 12 programs can be recorded via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online to answer any of the on-the-table topics that we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, the worst thing you can do when learning the word of Yahuwah, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember that we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. Looks like today is another day we're going to learn the word of Yahuwah, and nothing's changed except the number of people. And that's always a good thing, as I said before. Those that commend it, add unto it, only following by some casting the same word we listen to behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, as I said previously, taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener. We can't forget the page flippers. Look like they want to pay attention, but completely lost when they're called to speak. These people have clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And you have to think if that's at all possible. Anyone ever says they've done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. So to find out what our continued possibilities will be, I would say let's keep your Bibles open, pass our program over to our seer Israel, and let the teaching begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. The LNF section, we'll catch you on the bottom part. And when it's a take 44, and we're going to see if we get something going on. Matter of fact, we got Micaiah and Sister Thomas going to be running the scriptures for the beginning of it. So we're going to see if we can get something going on around here and see if we meet and greet Sister Thomas. Let's see. When you meet your sister, Sister Thomas Israel, with a loud voice, you say, Sister Thomas Israel, Yahuwah be with you, that's Israel.
Why bless you, seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, Bola Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah, Yahuwah be with you, that's Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, seer the family Israel. Yahuwah be with you. Shalom, shalom.
All right.
Now. All right. Yes. Guys, look right at Luke 12:12, and let's see if we can get that Luke 12:12 on the table. And Sister Thomas Israel helped me that one verse, one down through seven of Isaiah waiting on it. Let's look at that, Brother Micaiah, look what it says in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12, for the righteous spirit should teach you in the same hour what ye are to say.
And that's excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what we ought to say. But I was listening at that, what the WCC dropped on there earlier about Roll, George, Roll. But part of it is it sounds like a song, but in the same token, it got a meaning to it. We're going to find out what that means to those that got a ear to hear. Let's see what it says, Sister Thomas, Israel. Let's see if we all look straight down at 1:1 down to verse number 7 of Isaiah. Let's open up right there. Let's see if we can pick this apart a little bit. 1:1 down to verse 7. Sister Thomas, Israel, come out.
All right, you said Isaiah chapter 1.
Chapter 1, 1 down to verse 7. We open up right there.
All right, Isaiah chapter 1. Verses 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yadav and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yadav. Verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Verse 3, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people does not consider. Verse 4, ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the righteous one of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Verse 5. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart, mind, faint. Verse 6. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises, and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Verse 7, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers.
And in this case, what strangers that got your land right now, Sister Thomas Israel in 5:32 of the book of same book, Isaiah, what stranger got a hold to your book and got is in your land that we can read? Make that 5:32. Now make that First Chronicle. 5:32. Let's see. Exactly. What stranger? Let me see. Make a second. Let me peek.
Okay.
And Second Chronicles 5:32. So in this case, what stranger got a hold to the land and holding down to the land? Let's see if we tie that in to what stranger that is. Maybe in Second Chronicles. Make a Second Chronicles 5:32. Let's see what that says.
No, you say Second Chronicles chapter 5, verse 32?
Yeah, try that. What that sound like? Second Chronicles, let me repeat that again. Second Chronicles chapter, let me see what I'm looking at. Let me repeat myself.
Chapter 6.
I think I called it pretty good. Make it 6. 6:32.
Yeah, chapter 6. All right.
Yeah, make it
all right.
6:32.
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house.
So the stranger you're talking about is not Israel. So the stranger we're talking about is not Israel. That's the one got your name. Now let's go and see if we put a finger on it, Sister Thomas Israel. and signify and put a more detail on this stranger he's talking about that's holding your land down, but we don't know it, and that's why the song is Roll, Jordan, Roll, but all the way Jordan gonna roll is some understanding got to come in place. So let's see what we working with if we go to Book of Luke. And I'm just kind of struggling out the gate. So in Luke chapter 24, let's see what I want.
All right.
Let me peep at it a little bit. You got it already? You already know it already?
Luke 24.
You already know it already. If you own it already, that means one thing. Hey, Thomas Israel, you might as well take off if you own it already.
So now, you say Luke.
Luke chapter. Make it 21. Make it 21, right. And look at verse 19 down to 24. Let's see exactly what things got to hold to that we can and leave that word exactly the way it is, because then we know what stranger you're talking about. Then we all we got to do is peep over the land and see what strange it is by knowing that they got a name on this stranger right here in Luke chapter 21, verse 19 down to verse 24. Let's see what stranger we're talking about. Come on.
Okay. Luke chapter 21, verses 19 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
In your patience, possess ye your souls. Verse 20. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Verse 21. Then let them which are in Judea, Yada, flee to the mountains. And let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the country enter thereinto. 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Verse 23. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Mm. So we know the strangers in your land now is called a Gentile. So whoever in that land is running that land now, they is considered a stranger and they are a Gentile and they not Israel. So now you can take it from there and figure that out now. All right, excellent. Brother Mackay, let's see can we bring back some prophecy on this right here. Let's see can we bag up Brother Mackay in the second book of Ezra. Let's go to the apocryphal, the second book of Ezra, and look at verses number 1, 15 and 16, 24 through 28.
Second Ezra,
Brother Micaiah, verse 1, 15, 16, 24 through 31, and 34 through 37. I repeat one more time. Second Ezra, second. 2, verse 1, 15, 16, 24 down to verse 31, and 34 to 37. Mm-hmm. Brother Micaiah, you on the clock. Come on.
The last one was 34 down to 35?
37.
All right. The book of chapter, chapter 2, verses 1, 15 to 16, verse 24 to 31, verse 34 down to 37.
Yeah.
Verse 1 reads, thus says Yahweh, I bought this people out of bondage, and I gave them my Torah instructions by my servants, the seers, whom they would not hear, but despise my counsel. Verse 15. mother, embrace your children and bring them up with gladness. Make their feet as fast as a pillar, for I have chosen you, says Yahuwah. Verse 16. And those that be dead will I rise up again from their places and bring them out of the grave. For I have known my name, I have known my name in Israel. Verse 24. Abide still, O my people, and take your rest, for your quietness shall come. Verse 25. Nourish your children, O you good nurse. Establish their feet. Verse 26. As for the servants whom I have given you, there shall not one of them perish, for I will require them from among your number. Verse 27. Be not weary, for when the day of trouble and heaviness cometh, others shall weep and be sorrowful, but you shall be merry and have abundance. Verse 28. The nations shall envy you, but they shall be able to do nothing against you, says Yahuwah. Verse 29. Yes. My hands shall cover you, so that your children shall not see hail. Verse 30. Be joyful, O you mother, with your children, for I will deliver you, says Yahuwah. Verse 31. Yes. Remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the sides of the earth and show mercy unto them. For I am merciful, saith Yahuwah Almighty. Verse 34 down to 37, 34. And therefore I say unto you, O ye heathen nations that hear and understand, look for your shepherd. He shall give you everlasting rest. For he is now at hand that shall come in the end of the world. Verse 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom. For the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. Verse 36. Flee the shadow of this world. Receive the joyfulness of your honor. I testify my sovereign openly, my savior openly. Verse 37. Oh, receive the gift that is given you and be glad, giving thanks unto him that hath called you to the heavenly kingdom.
So you've been called to the heavenly kingdom, Brother McKay, but I want to come back and peep at that verse 16, because I heard something in verse 16 and 31, and that's just up the precepts. Let's see, what did I hear in verse 16 first? What did I hear in 2 Ezra 2, verse 16? What was in there that all six anointed cap heard in verse number 16? What did we all hear in verse 16?
Mm-hmm. The book of 2 Ezra, 10 read. And those that be dead will I raise up again from their places and bring them out of the grave. For I have known my name in Israel.
Oh, so those that are dead, he's going to bring them out of the grave because I know my name is in Israel. Now, let's find out who's that dead.
Right.
He said, he got his name on the table, and he said he going some kind of way he going to raise up the dead. The dead. Now, that's big talk right there. Let's find out what he's talking about that he going to do. Let's go to Baruch there, Brother Micaiah. Let's run to Baruch chapter 4. Make it 3, verse 4 and 5. Now, we got a precept there. We got to paint that picture. So we see now it's a prophecy of a people going to be dead, walking dead. And he says, now, but I'm going to raise these dead peoples up. So we read over there in Isaiah, why should I beat you anymore? The more I beat you, the worse are you going to get. So I'm going to keep on to this thing. So let's see what he says again in 2 Ezra 2. Verse 16, we read that. Now we're going to precept that to Baruch chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, and get a name on these dead souls, these people that's walking dead. What does it say in Baruch chapter 3, verse 4 and 5?
The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 reads, O Yahuwah Almighty, you Yahuwah of Israel, him now the prayers of the dead Israelites, and for their children, which have sinned before you, and not hearken unto the voice of you, their Yahuwah, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us. Verse 5.
Great.
Remember not the sins of our forefathers, but think upon your power in your name now at this time.
He got a lot. I'm going to read verse 4 again now, Bob McClain.
Verse 5, the book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 4.
Read 3-4 again one more time.
Okay, the book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3, for you endure it forever, and we perish utterly. Verse 4, O Yahuwah Almighty, you Yahuwah of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have sinned before you, and not hearkening to the voice of their Yahuwah, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us.
So the reason we got these plagues, Brother Micaiah, what is the reason we got these plagues, and what is the reason, according to verse 4, what is the reason for we still trying to figure out what is our problem? And I think he just answered in verse 4, why we got all these plagues on. You know, plagues, what you call today, is what's called, that new word called COVID. So we why do we got this on us, all these plagues and pestilence on us? Maybe he don't say something in verse 4 to be passed on. I'm going to try in verse 4, why we got to always visit Doc Cook and got pills all over the place. Maybe verse 4 tell us a little bit more. One more time. Come on.
The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, O Yahuwah Almighty, you Yahuwah of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have sinned before you, and not hearken unto the voice of their Yahuwah, for the which cause these plagues.
So the reason we're in this condition, according to the book there, Brother Micaiah, the plagues that we have on us right now that we trying to figure out the answer is because we don't sin against our mighty one. Now let's precept that, Brother Micaiah, to 54:17 of Isaiah, and we're going to look at it, what he said, with the total opposite of something he said. Let's see what he said. We're going to take our time and look at that 4, verse 17, real carefully. Because we might get some answers. The reason why we now on such a high alarm on everything going on today, maybe we might get our answers through the book. 54:17 says what? Let's see what it says real carefully. Brother Micaiah, come out.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahuwah, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahuwah.
Oh, this is the service of the righteous. This is inherited to the. So if the righteousness is following this, this don't apply to them. He said, listen, if you is righteous with me, this ain't going to happen to you if you righteous with me. Now hold that point right there. We come back to verse 31. Now let's find out the definition of being righteous there, Sister Thomas. Israel. Let's find out what he means by that. Now he's saying, listen, if you be righteous with me, your inheritance, this would not affect you if you be righteous with me. Mm-hmm. So Thomas, let's back up to the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, look at the heavenly tablets, and find out what is you saying in verse 25. So all we got to do is find out what he mean by righteousness, and we know clearly something about his word. Hold that point right there. Hold that point. Bo Makai, give me 55:8-11 of Isaiah. Give me 55:8-11. That's how the Spirit operates. Let's see how let's see what he means. Isaiah 55:8-11. Brother Makai, what does it say?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8-11. Verse 8 reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahuwah. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Verse 11, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent."
You hear that man saying? He said, "Look, if you follow what I got written down, whatever on the table is not going to affect you. If you got me right, I got you right." And he said, "Ain't no words I'm saying going to boomerang back on you if you got me right." Now, he said, this is only for the righteous. Now, let's see the definition of the righteous by Sister Thomas Israel 625. What does it say? Deuteronomy 625 to talk about it.
All right. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25. "And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments, with the Torah instruction before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us."
Oh, so what he commands us to do for our righteousness is the Torah instruction. That is the five books. And he said, ain't nothing going to boomerang back with me. So all we're supposed to do, Sister Thomas Israel, and five, the book of Corinthians, all we're supposed to do in the 13th chapter is one thing. So we can get down to what got to be done, what got to be said by understanding what's written in this Bible. He's saying, if you got me right, I got you right. So the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians, what we got to do, just give me one line across the top. 13, one line across in verse 5. So all we got to do is what? 13, verse 5. One line right across the top. Yeah, second of Corinthians, 13, 5. Give me one line across the top.
"This is the third time I am coming to you."
What you read?
In the mouth.
No, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Read across the top on verse 5. I need one line. Read across the top.
Wait. What is it? You say 2 Corinthians chapter what?
13, verse 5. Read across the top.
Okay, I'm reading them. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, the covenant, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Yahuwah the Son is in you, except ye be reprobate."
So all we got to do is what, according to that first line across this term? All we got to do is what?
Examine yourself.
That's all we got to do. So all we got to do is look in the mirror and see if we following what he got on the table or if we following what somebody else got on the table. So all we got to do is examine ourselves. Look in the mirror and see, is we a covenant keeper or a non-covenant keeper? He said, "Your covenant keeper ain't none of this going to come up on you. But if you're not a covenant keeper, you wide open for anything to come up on you." Today is that deal. So all we got to do is examine ourselves. Brother McCollis, come on back to that stack in Ezra. Let's look at this verse coming 31. 2 Ezra 2, 31. Let's look at this verse 31 and see what we can get out of that. Now, we also got something saying that Sister Thomas Israel read, "Examine yourself whether you be in the faith." that word gonna come back up. So we'll make a note of that word. Whether you be in the faith, we gonna examine that word too. So you gotta examine yourself. Are you in the faith? We'll find out. Go back, Brother Micaiah, and give me that 2 Esdras 2:31. Give me that verse. See what it say.
The book of 2 Esdras 2:31.
Yeah.
One read. Remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the sides of the earth and show mercy unto them,
yes.
For I am merciful, saith the Yahuwah Almighty.
Yes.
Remember them that are asleep. That what he say. He said, now remember your children that are asleep. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's go to Romans and let's precept that. Let's see what he paint a picture on that in the 13th chapter. Let's paint a picture of that. Now he said, remember your children, they're sleep. And let's find out what are you talking about? What do you mean that we can read about remember your children that are sleep? We're going to the 13th chapter and we're going to peek down at your children that are sleep. 13 verse 11 down to verse 14. Romans chapter 13, 11 down to 14. Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, come on.
Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11 down to 14. Verse 11 reads, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us part on the arm of light. Verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in the rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Verse 14, but put you on Yahuwah the Son, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Yes.
Brother Micaiah running, that he's already at the Northern Kingdom, so he made another stop in Ephesians 5. And let's see what he says in verse 7 down to verse 14. Let's look what he said, 7 down to verse 14 and 20. Let's start tying it in. We're going to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7 to 14 and 20. Ephesians 5, 7 to 14 and 20. Brother Micaiah, Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
The book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 7 through 14 and verse 20. Verse 7, be not you therefore partakers with them. Verse 8, for you were sometimes darkened, but now are you light in Yahuwah. Walk as children of light. Verse 9.
Yes.
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Verse 10. Proving what is acceptable unto Yahuwah. Verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 12. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Verse 14. Wherefore he said, awake, you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Yahuwah the Son should give you light. Verse 20. Giving thanks always for all the things unto Yahuwah the Father in the name of our Yahuwah the Son.
Read verse 19 again now. Okay.
Verse 19, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, speaking to yourselves in song, in hymn, in spiritual song, thank you. And making melody in your mind to Yahuwah.
Back up and look at, before you read shortly, back and look at one verse. You know, I heard something in a verse there, but Brother Micaiah, I heard something that the only way this is going to happen, verse 14, then give me verse 20, but give me 14, and let's examine 14 before you give me verse 20. What did verse 14 say?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, wherefore he said, awake, you that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and God by the Son to give you life.
Oh, so he's telling you, he said, wake you and rise from the dead. Now, who is this you again he's trying to tell to get out of this dead mold and wake up? Go back to Baruch again, and let's look at exactly who he's telling that you got to get out of this dead mold that you in. You into that one-eyed Satan. You're not into what I got on the table in advance. What was he telling us to in Baruch chapter 3, verse 4? Telling somebody's dead, put a name on who he telling dead they got to. Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Who are you talking about? Baruch chapter 3, verse 4. Brother Micaiah, Israel. Who are you talking about? Come out.
The book of Baruch. Chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, oh, Yahuwah Almighty, you Yahuwah of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have sinned before you and not hearken unto the voice of their Yahuwah. For
so
the wind calls these plagues cleave unto us.
So the reason all these plagues, all this covert, all these things is on us because we got to wake up from the dead and see and examine ourselves and see do we fit anything that's written in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And he told you ain't no weapon formed against you gonna prosper. If you got him right, he got you right. So he's telling Israel, hey, Israel, like, you got to wake up out of from the dead and return back to, let's see, Sister Thomas Israel. You got to turn back. I know I got verse 20 coming, but I got to pull this out. Well, run to Revelation chapter 2, end time prophecy. Revelation chapter 2, and pick up at 3:9 of verse 5. So he's saying something got to be done. This dead Israelite got to see something totally different that you can read and connect it. So what is he saying in Revelation 2, end time prophecy 3, 4, 5? What is he saying, Sister Thomas, Israel, Steve Roy?
All right, Revelation chapter 2, verses 3, you said through 5?
Yeah, 3 down to verse 5.
3 down to verse 5, okay. Revelation chapter 2, verse 3, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Verse 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Verse 5, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
He said you got to remember where you have fallen from. That's big talk of hell. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's go to the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 5. Now, the key word he said, otherwise you got to remember where you have fallen from. Let's find out in the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 5, verse 1, let's see if we can read the first person that fell, and you got to remember what got them down, and then once you figure out what got them down, you both be prepared to not let it get you down. Let's go to the fifth chapter and pick it verse 1. We're going to Adam and Eve chapter 5. Let's read down until we find out about somebody that fell, and let's see exactly what it takes to get back up. Come on.
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, then Adam and Eve entered the cave and stood praying, in their own tongue, Semitic tongue, to us, but which they knew well. Verse 2, and as they prayed, Adam raised his eyes and saw the rock and the roof of the cave that covered him overhead, so that he could see neither heaven nor Yahuwah's creature. So he wept and smote heavily upon his breast until he dropped and was as dead. Verse 3, and Eve sat weeping, for she believed he was dead. Verse 4, then she arose, spread her hands towards Yahuwah, sung him for mercy and pity, and said, Oh, Yahuwah, forgive me my sin, the sin which I committed, and remember it not against me. Verse 5, for I alone caused your servant to fall from the garden into this lost estate, from light into this darkness, and from abode of joy into this prison. Verse 6, Oh, Yahuwah, look upon your servant and raise him from his death, that he may weep and repent of his sin, which he committed through me. Verse 7, take not away his body, this one, but let him live, that he may stand after the measures of his repentance, and do your will as before his death. Verse 8.
Give me verse 4 and 5 again. You're saying Adam just didn't fall on his own. You mean a confession was made on Adam falling? His confession is in his book that we find out he just didn't fall on his own, did he? Let's see what's going on in verse 4 and 5. Now he's stressed out. Let's find out exactly what happened in verse 4 and 5 one more time.
Okay. The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4 reads, then she arose and spread her hands towards Yahuwah, sung him for mercy and pity, and said, Oh, Yahuwah, forgive me my sin, the sin which I committed, and remember it not against me.
Please.
Verse 5.
To keep facetiming me.
For I alone caused your servant to fall from the garden into the lost estate, from light into this darkness, and from the abode of joy into this prison.
He said, I'm the one caused him. He's the reason why he's in a condition right now. He said, I'm the one caused this problem. But he's stressed out. Now we got to run that down. What will happen? Sister Thomas Israel, let's go to 5, verse 12 and 13 of the Corinthians. We're coming back into the 6th chapter and get a little bit more. Let's see what Yahuwah said in a minute there, Brother Micaiah. But we want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We want to run this down because we want to find out one thing. This dead Israelite got to still remember some things. And we just read, you got to remember, matter of fact, Brother Micaiah, give me that verse over in Deuteronomy 32, verse number 6 and 7. Then we coming back to Sister Thomas Israel shortly. Give me that verse right there in Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 and 7. Brother Micaiah Israel.
Okay, the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 32, verses 6 and verse 7. Verse 6 reads, do you thus require, Yahuwah, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that have bought you? Hath he not made you and established you? Verse 7, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
Uh-huh. So it's a protocol about whatever condition you're in. It is a protocol on exactly what to do to get out of your protocol is ask your elders, and they will tell you. See, the elders' job is to know judgment. So their job is to, whatever going on, they supposed to have the answer. But as long as he continue to do things contrary to the Bible, then Yahweh just going to look at you and say, wait a minute. What you're doing, I can't read it. So once we start reading and applying what this Bible saying, and what is Bible saying to the children of Israel in the fifth chapter, verse 12 and 13, what is the Bible saying?
You say 1 Corinthians chapter 5?
Yeah, verse 12 and 13. What is the Bible saying?
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Verse 12 reads, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? Verse 13, but them that are without, Yahweh judges. Therefore, put away from amongst yourselves.
So, according to Paul talking to Corinthians, when you're without, you are a, what kind of person, from the time of Israel?
You are
verse 13.
Wicked.
You are what?
You are a wicked person.
So a wicked person is when you adopt a covenant, you suddenly do anything. Anything might jump off. See, we want to get back to this book and showing you that all the leaders that have failed, they always get caught up with somebody close by them that's not a covenant keeper, and then they be the one that deliver up the one to the one that put you in that bind. So that's why you have to know that your best way out is to commune among covenant keepers. Because if you're not communing around covenant keepers, you're out a wicked person. Now let's precept that to the time of Israel. The 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 down to verse 18. Let's get a second witness on that. See, once we start applying this Bible to whatever our circumstances is, then Yahweh gonna intervene because he said, and a word that he got gonna come back void. To the children of Israel, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6,
chapter
14, 9, verse 18, you want to say?
All right, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness. And what communion hath light with darkness? Verse 15. And what concord hath Yahweh the Son with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Verse 16. And what agreement hath the temple of Yahweh with idols? For ye are the temple of the living Yahweh. As Yahweh hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. Verse 17, from among them, and be ye separate, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yahweh Almighty. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So it's up to us to follow the book. If you follow the book, the Almighty going to kick in. But Micaiah, what it says in Sirach chapter 12, 1 through 7, then we come back to the book Adam and Eve. We come back to Adam and Eve after we get what it says in Sirach 12, 1 through 7. So he's telling you some things. The reason why we go through the problems we got now, we make a decision based upon the flesh. We never make a Bible decision, and we always come up self, and we want to watch so much stuff plaguing us because we got the written records how to operate in this world for Yahweh to intervene. Let's see what he says in the book of Sirach 12, 1 through 7, Brother Micaiah Israel. What do you say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Verse 1 reads, when you will do good, know to whom you do it. So shall you be thanked. for your benefit. Verse 2, do good to the Yahwali man, and you shall find a recompense. And if not from him, yet from the Most High. There can no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no answer. Verse 4, give to the Yahwali man, and help not a sinner. Verse 5, do well unto him that is lowly, but give not to the un-Yahwali. Hold back your bread, and give it not unto him, lest he overmaster you thereby. For else you shall receive twice as much evil for all the good you shall have done unto him. Verse 6, for the Most High hateth sinners, and will repay vengeance unto the un-Yahwali, and keepeth them against the mighty day of their punishment. Verse 7, give unto the good, and help not the sinner.
So he tell you what not to do, but we do it anyway. I said a neighbor. He said, neighbor, guess what I'm getting ready to do? That's what you get ready to do. I'm going to give me a whole bunch of things. And since I'm retired now, I'm just going to ride all downtown and just hand out dollar bills. Maybe I get a blessing from the Almighty. I said, well, you better hand out dollar bills all down to sinners. He said, you're not getting no blessing there. He tell you that not to do that. See, your good feeling told you go out there and hand out money to a sinner. But Yahweh said, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, the day we apply the Bible, that's the day the Yahweh is going to intervene. That's why we got to get in order. But what kind of order? According to the Bible. He tell you what not to do, but we do it anyway. Then you expect the man to bless you. Okay, go on your job, and when you get ready, I'm not going to be at 8 o'clock. I'm going to come in at 11:30. It's time to get the afternoon kick. It's okay. It'll be the last one you get. You understand that. So Yahweh got all these great rules and regulations. That's why you have to be in the ministry that got a 2316 at Bo McKay. You got to be make sure you're in the ministry that got some Proverbs on it there. Let's see what I want out of Proverbs there, Brother Yahdai. Brother McKay Israel. Let's see exactly what we got to do to make sure Yahweh working with us. Let's see what it says in the book. What I want? Yeah. What do I want? I want some out of Proverbs 21:16. That's what I want. 21:16. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah Israel? 21:16.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, the man that runneth of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
See, if we keep on making moves with that counseling from the sixth anointing counts, you're going to be in the congregation of the dead, because the move you're going to make is going to be contrary to the Bible. He done told you what not to do, but your feeling is going to say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. So that means you're going to eliminate Yahweh right after. You know why you eliminate him? Let me show you why. Let's see what he says in Brother Micaiah 1:13 in the book of Rebecca. Let me show you what he says. And this is what he says. Let's see what he says in 1:13 of Rebecca. What he says, when you make a move and you can't read what you're doing, let's see how Yahweh stands in Rebecca 1:13. Rebecca, chapter 1, verse 13. Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahdai, Judah, come out.
Rebecca.
Yes, sir. 1:13, what is it?
The book of Rebecca, chapter 1:13, verse 13 reads, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on sin. Wherefore look you upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest your tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he.
You see the man saying? Lord, if you sin against your Almighty, he not leave. When you're out there, you out there on a crapshoot, because he's not with you. He told you in 7:21 in 2 Ezra. What did he say, Brother Micaiah Israel? And Sister Thomas had me 7:12 of Hosea, political Joshua waiting on me. He said, what he says in 2 Ezra 7:12, and give me that Adam and Eve 6:1-7, Brother Micaiah Israel. What did he say right in 7:21 in 2 Ezra?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21. Verse 21 reads, For Yahweh have given straight Torah instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Ain't that something? So he gave you straight Torah instructions. First five books. Show you how to live to avoid what, Brother Micaiah?
Destruction.
To avoid what?
Punishment.
He don't told you straight what to do to avoid punishment. So he's telling you, it's up to you. If you want to avoid punishment, you stay in the congregation, he's going to show you what I'm saying and rehearse the righteous act. If you stay with what I'm telling you that you can read, you can avoid what, Brother Micaiah?
Punishment.
Now let's run to Adam and Eve, chapter 6, 1 down in verse 7. Now, let's see what Yahweh says. He said, you got to remember the days of old. So we're going all the way back to the foundation in Adam and Eve 6, 1 through 7. And listen to this. All the way back to our first mother and father in the 6th chapter, 1 through 7. What does it say, Brother Micaiah Israel? See you right.
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Verse 1 reads, but Yahweh looked upon them, for they had killed themselves through great grief. Verse 2, but he would rise them and comfort them. Verse 3. He therefore sent his word unto them that they should stand and be safe and be raised forthwith. Verse 4. And Yahweh said unto Adam and Eve, you transgressed sin of your own free will until you came out of the garden in which I have placed you. Verse 5. Of your own free will have you sinned through your desires for divinity, greatness, and an exalted state, such as I have. So that I deprived you of the bright nature in which you then were, and I made you come out of the garden to this land, rough and full of trouble. Verse 6, if only you had not sinned my Torah instruction, and had kept my Torah instruction, and had not eaten of the fruit of the tree, near which I told you not to come. And there were fruit trees in the garden better than that one. Verse 7. But the wicked Satan continued not in his first estate, nor kept his faith covenant, in whom was no good intent towards me, and who through and who so I had created him, yet set me at naught and sought the Yahweh here. So then I hauled him down from heaven. He is who made the tree.
That's good, Brother Micaiah. So you see, he put it out there. So he put it out there so plain that Brother Micaiah, what he got written in is Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28. What he got written in Deuteronomy, we can read Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26. Down to verse 28. So listen, all you got to do is paint your book. You ain't got to walk that one I say. He got it written exactly what to do to avoid punishment. He got it written in the 11th chapter, verse 26, down to verse 28. What he said in Deuteronomy?
the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 26 down to 28. Verse 26 reads, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." Verse 27, "A blessing if you obey my Torah instruction of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which I command you this day." Verse 28, "And a curse if you would not obey the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day. So go after other false Yahuwahs, which you have not known." Verse 29, "And it shall come," oh, you said verse 26 to 28, that's 28.
That's good. Well, back up and look at 27 and look at verse 8. Back up to 27, chapter Deuteronomy, look at verse 8 and verse 26. So he makes it plain exactly, because everybody's trying to figure out, what's wrong? Well, dead Israelite, what's wrong? You ain't making no decision according to what he got written in his book. This is your manuscript. Why don't you do what this manuscript say? Then you will know what's wrong. And then he'll correct it. Correct now, we're going to read shortly by Sister Thomas Israel over there in the 712 shortly what he said after we get a couple more in by Brother Micaiah. Let's see what he says in 27, verse number 8.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27. You want 26 too?
No, just verse 8. Yeah, 8 and 26. Yeah, 8 and 26.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 8 and 26. Verse 8. "And you shall write upon the stones all the words of this Torah instruction." Very plain.
What kind of way?
Plain.
Very plain.
Very plain. Make it plain. Mm-hmm. Make what plain in verse 26?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 26. This is what you make plain. 26. "Cursed be he that confirming not all the words of this Torah instruction to do them, and all the people shall say, Hallelujah, what?
Hallelujah, what? So you see, you're upon a curse. If you're not doing the Torah instruction, I don't care if you can find your $10. If you're not doing Torah instruction, you're upon a curse. Here's your dad in the heavenly tablets, verse 26. So you're moving around without your Yahuwah, so you both be nervous. It's everything, no one thing.
That's
I'm making it. I'm surviving. But I'm upon a curse because I can look in the mirror and see I'm not doing Torah instruction. Now, he raised Jeremiah from the womb. We're not going to read 1 verse 4 of Jeremiah, but Micaiah. But we can read as he was getting all warmed up in 11 verse 3. And let's see what he's saying in 11 verse 3. What he's saying in Jeremiah 11 verse 3, as Jeremiah was getting all warmed up, what he's saying in 11 verse 3?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, "And say you unto them, thus says Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant."
Yes.
Cursed be the man and cursed be the woman that do not obey what?
Do not obey the words of this covenant.
So you see what he's saying? So he's letting you know, read through the pages of the book on tape 44. You're walking around every day, and all you have to do is examine yourself. Is you doing what he got written? That means you're a covenant keeper. If you're not doing what he's doing, what he got written, you are non-covenant keeper. So it's up to you to make a change. Because he said one more verse. What did he say? Make it plain. In 7 verse 6 of St. John, Brother Micaiah, and Sister Thomas, Israel, have me that Deuteronomy 30. Have that waiting on me because I want to get somebody 30. Then we come right back to that whole shield, 712. But look what he says, Brother Micaiah, 7 verse 6. Look what he says. He's looking eyeball to eyeball the those that had an ear to ear. And look what he says in 7 verse 6. What did he say? St. John 7 verse 6.
In the book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Ain't that something? He said, your time is always ready. He said, I might have a snowball come from Alaska just to hit you side to me and push you right in front of a car. He said, I can do that with all my power. I can have a snowball just wrapped up with some brass knuckles in it and shoot it all the way from Alaska and have you stand on the corner and then hit you in the head and you fall right in the middle of the car. Your time always. So you won't hear none of this man singing? Your time is always. So how you going to catch this in your ear? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. It's how he going to catch you. He said, your time is always. He said, I know my time. I read the book while I came down here. I know what I got to do. I know the Romans going to go side my head and do all they going to do. But I'm going to get them. I even know when I'm going to get them. So, but you don't know when death's going to catch up with you. So how you want to play it? Yahweh controls the elements. He controls everything. He can make a snowball come from Alaska. Keep it wrapped up to hit you red when the cars, when you at the light, and hit you red about your head, you still around the street. Bang! Whatever. See? That's the hand of Yahweh. You know why we said that? Let's break that down real quick. There. Hold that point there. Because Thomas is Israel. Let's go while we already do the Romans at 32. Let me show you what he's saying. And it's up to us to take heed what he's saying. And this take number 43. We got to take heed what this man is saying. And let's find what is he saying when we go to Deuteronomy 32. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 36. Mm-hmm. 36 down to verse 41. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Mm-hmm. And we'll look at 36 down to 41. What does it say there, Sister Thomas Israel? See Roya, come out.
Okay, so Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 36 to 41.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 32:36. For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he see it that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. Verse 37. And he shall say, where are their Yahweh, their rock in whom they trusted? Verse 38. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. Verse 39. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no Yahweh with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Verse 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Verse 41. If I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. Wow.
You hear the man saying? What did he say in verse 39? What did he say he do again? 39 and 40.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 39. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no Yahweh with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
Verse 40.
Verse 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven. And I say, I live forever.
Now, I wonder who else can say they live forever. I don't care how great you are. You can't tell me nobody got that. This guy said, I live forever. And what he mean by he live forever, let's precept that to Thomas Israel to the 44th chapter of Isaiah. What do he mean by he live forever? Maybe we can find out what that means by going to the 44th chapter of the book of Isaiah and find out what that means by he lived, but what that means that we can read in 44 verse 6.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no Yahweh.
Wow. Oh. Man, see, I'm the one started this thing, and I'm the one to end. As a matter of fact, read that off, Brother Micaiah. And that's in 2 Ezra 6:6. Read that what he just said. Let's see if we break that down so we all can understand what he's saying. What is he saying, Brother Micaiah, in 6:6 of the book of Ezra? What is he saying in 6:6? Brother Micaiah, Israel. What is he saying in 2 Ezra 6:6? What is he saying that we can read?
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, then did I consider these things, and they all were made through me alone, and through none other. By me also they shall be ended, and by none other.
He said, I'm the one I consider these things. He said, by me it started, and by me it's going to end. So you don't hear nothing this man got to say? He said, I'm the one. Now, give me 2 Ezra 7:52 behind that one. Make it 2 Ezra 7:57. So what he's saying? Now, he's going to tell you something. Let's see what he tells us that we can read in the 7th chapter of the same book, verse 57. What he said that book of Micaiah, Israel, what he say?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 57. 57 reads, then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
He said, this is the condition of the battle. I'm telling you, this is the condition of this battle. Either you accept what's written in this book, or you don't. This is just the condition of it. You know, like a woman might say something to you, or a man might say the same thing. Oh, yeah, I know you got your eyes on me, but I got 11 kids back here. You know, to get me this condition of it, you got to take these 11 kids, too. He said, that's the condition of Israel. Take me and the 11 kids. Now, you got something to think about. So you know the condition. He said, God, dog. I mean, you 12 tribes. Yeah, but that's the condition of this battle. See? So Yahweh is telling you the condition. Either you eat this roll over here, or you don't. So, Thomas, Israel,
yes,
back to that Deuteronomy special. So, he's letting you know, this is our way back. This is the way to come back. Make a decision according to what you can read. And watch your chance. It'd be greater in your position if you make a decision according to what you can read. In the 30th chapter, what it says in verse 10 to get warmed up? Deuteronomy 30, verse 10, so the time of Israel.
All right, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10 reads, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Yahweh, to keep his commandments, his Torah, and his statutes, which are written in this book of Torah instruction, and if thou turn unto Yahweh, thy Yahweh, with all thy heart, mind, and with all thy soul.
Skip down to verse 19 and 20.
Verse 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20. That thou mayest love Yahweh thy Yahweh, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. Ooh, hallelujah, Yahweh. And the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh swear unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel, to give them.
Mm-hmm. What is the condition in verse 16? What is conditions all about in verse 16?
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 16 reads, in that I command thee this day to love Yahweh, thy Yahweh, to walk in his ways, and to keep his Torah instructions, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh, thy Yahweh, shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it.
Then what can we read if we got all that going on for ourselves? What do you got read in verse 3 and 4? 3 down to verse 5. This is real good. So the Thomas in Israel. This is real good from 3 down to verse 5. Bring it home in grand style. 3 down to verse 5.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 3 through 5. That then Yahweh thy Yahweh will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whither Yahweh thy Yahweh hath scattered thee. Verse 4, if any of thine be driven out unto the outermost part of heaven, from thence will Yahweh thy Yahweh gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. Verse 5, and Yahweh thy Yahweh will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Well, there's a deal. Now, let's see how he rhymes with us now that we can read in that 7 verse 12 now of the book of Hosea, the book of Joshua. Let's see what he got written in 7 verse 12, Sister Thomas. And Brother Micaiah, you had me 1 Kings 8:39. And we're going to read till we get our point. Let's see what he's saying here. Let's see what he's saying in 7 verse 12. What he says to Thomas Israel?
You say book of Hosea, chapter 7.
Yes, ma'am. What he's saying in 7 verse 12? Yeah, make it real plain what he's saying.
All right. Book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their back before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? He said, I know you're skinning and grinning. He said, but guess what? Until you remove that curse that's above your head, he said, what are you going to do with you anymore? What did he say?
Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you.
You hear the man say? He's up to you. You know, and what he says in 1 verse 2 in Titus. This is Thomas Israel. What he says in 1 verse 2 in Titus. He said, I'm not with you. He said, if I can't look down and see you got me right, I'm not with you. Let's see what Paul was raised from the womb in 1:15 of Galatians. We're not going to read to tell you what in 1 verse 2 in Titus. What did he say to Thomas Israel?
You say chapter 1 verse 2?
Yeah, what did he say?
All right. The book of Titus, chapter 1 verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So is he lying what he's saying in 7 verse 12? To the time of Israel?
Wait a minute. Where we at again? No. Uh-uh.
So he done told you what he done said. And he said for hope eternal life, he ain't what?
He said he promised before the world began.
So he done told you what time it is. So listen, he said, I'm not lying. Long as you got a curse over your head, I'm not with you.
It
always
turn
the curse that I recognize you from the pages of the book. Not your company, but from the pages of the book. That's how I recognize whoever is following me from the pages of the book. If you're lying with this book, I'm with you. That means you're a covenant keeper. If you're not aligned with your book, I'm not with you because you're not a covenant keeper. Now, what he said in 1 Kings, chapter 8, 39, book of Micaiah, Israel. What he's saying is read a little bit till we get our point.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse 39. Verse 39 reads, then hear you in heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose mind you knoweth. For you, even you only knoweth the minds of all the children of men. Verse 40, that they may fear you all the days that they live in the land which you gave us unto our father. Verse 41, moreover concerning a stranger that is not of your people Israel, but coming out of a far country for your name's sake. Verse 42, for they shall hear of your great name, and of your strong hand, and of your stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Verse 43, hear you in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger called it to you for, that all people of the earth may know your name, to fear you, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house, which I have built, is called by your name. Verse 44, if your people go out to battle against their enemies, whithersoever you shall send them, and shall pray unto Yahweh towards the city which you have chosen, towards the house that I have built for your name. Verse 45, then hear you in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. Verse 46, if they sin against you, for there is no man that sinneth not, and you be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Verse 47, yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whether they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto you in the land, carry them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. Verse 48, and so return unto you with all their minds and with all their persons in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray and pray unto you towards their land, which you gave it unto their fathers, the city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for your name. Verse 49. Mm. Here,
you go ahead and get 49 in there. So you see the man is saying, the man is making the claim. Listen, he said, now, this is a conditional vow. If you find yourself in captivity. Now, when Solomon was telling the children of Israel that they was all in their respective communities, they knew their land, they knew their name, so this wasn't for them. He said, now, the one that hear this, if you bethink yourself, so if you just bethink yourself and pray toward the land that you came from, but we African-American Negro, I don't know where that land is, so we don't even know what land he pray for. You see what we hear from? So we got to know what the man's saying. He said, now, here go the condition of the Bible. If you bethink in the land of your enemy, that's what he said, and pray back to the land that you came out of, then I'm going to throw a listen at you. But is we doing it, or is we watching that one I say? Which one are we doing? Is we doing anything the man said? As long as we don't line up with the Bible, we always going to have the confusion of faith and the mind until we say, what I'm doing, the Bible support it. And Yahweh will say, yeah, then I recognize you being my sons and daughters. As long as we continue to make moves that we make it right now, Yahweh going to sit there and just watch you. Matter of fact, read that real quick. Brother Micaiah, give me that Hosea 5:15. And Sister Thomas, Israel held me 26th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Let's see where he pulled that from, 15 down to verse 19. But he pulled that verse. That verse was cool. He didn't just come up with that verse. He had to pull it from somewhere. And that's the key thing. Always think inside of the book. Don't think outside of the book, because you're going to be wrong. Solomon did not say that. He pulled that verse from the 26th chapter, 15 to verse 19, after Brother Micaiah read what he got. Come on.
The book of Hosea, 5, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
He said, I'm just going to go back and watch you. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here and watch you. I'm going to see what you apply when I've done the 2-1. Give me 2 Ezra 2-1 there. Brother Micaiah, give me 2 Ezra 2 verse 1. Look what the man's saying. He said, I'm just going to watch you. I'm going to see what you look at this verse 2-1 and apply it. What does it say in 2 verse 1?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, thus says Yahweh, I bought this people out of bondage, and I gave them my Torah instruction by my servants, the seers, whom they would not hear, but despise my counsel.
You hear the man say it? He said, that don't mean. I had my seers to go over the Torah instruction. But you pay no never mind. Sooner or later you'll recognize a seer is in the midst of deep. But you're paying it no never mind. And it's going to cost you in the end. Come on up, Thomas Israel. 26:15 down to verse 19. But that verse was pulled. Let's see where he pulled it from. Come on.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 15 through 19.
Yeah, what is it?
Verse 15. Look down from thy righteous station from heaven and bless thy people Israel and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Verse 16, this day Yahweh thy Yahweh hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thy heart and mind and with all thy soul. Verse 17, thou hast avouched Yahweh this day to be thy Yahweh, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, his Torah, and his judgment, and to hearken unto his voice. Verse 18, and Yahweh hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, his Torah instructions. Verse 19, and to make thee high above all the nations which he hath made, in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be a righteous people unto Yahweh thy Yahweh, as he hath spoken.
Sister Thomas, roll over to Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And look what it says in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. Brother Micaiah, have me 10, 12 through 15 of Deuteronomy's waiting on.
Micah.
Who says in Micah, chapter 6, verse 8?
All right. Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. And he hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Yahweh?
So he said, I showed you, old man. I showed you, old woman, what's good.
Yeah.
He said, I showed you what's good. He said, walk humble. Get all that puffed up spirit out and what you don't like and all. Get it out the way. And call it where you see it in the book. Be humble. Now, who are you talking to, Brother McCoy? Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 15. Who are you talking to? Come on.
Deuteronomy 10, chapter 12 through 15. Verse 12 reads, and now, Israel,
What doeth Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, require of you? But to fear Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind and with all your body. Verse 13. To keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. Verse 14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. The earth also, with all that therein is. Verse 15. Only Yahuwah had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day.
So you've been chosen as above all people this day, and we might have beat it on who that he has chosen to take care of his business. Yeah. Micaiah, look at 44 verse 1 of Isaiah. Let's see, we found out by name, who have he chosen to take care of his business? 44 verse 1 of Isaiah. Let's see who we can read that he's chosen to take care of his business.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44 verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, in Israel, whom I have chosen."
Israel have been chosen. Let's see, he looked at all 18 nations. And let's see what he called you in the 41st chapter. Now, Israelites, all 12 tribes, you've been chosen. Let's see, when he chose you, what can we read that he got written, Brother Micaiah, in the 41st chapter 8? Down to verse number 12. Let's see what he got written in Isaiah 41, 8 down to verse 12. What he got that we can read on this being chosen? And listen very careful in verse number 9. Go ahead.
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 8 through 12. Verse 8 reads, "But you, Israel, are my servant, Israel whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." Verse 9. "You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called you from the chief man thereof, and said unto you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you away." Verse 10. "Fear you not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your Yahuwah. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." Verse 11. "Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded.
Yes.
They is nothing, and they that strive with you shall perish." Verse 12.
"Yes.
"To seek him and shall not find them, even them that contended with you. They that war against you shall be as nothing and as a thing of nothing."
He said, "War that's war against you going to be as no." What it says in 41 verse 5 of Isaiah, same book. And Thomas Israel, give me the 78, 1 through 10, the closing statement. Give me 78 of Psalms, 1 through 10, the closing statement. Come on. After Bob McKay, give me that 45 verse 4.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "For Israel my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me."
So the man said, "I'm done everything that I can do for you." Matter of fact, look what he says in 5, verse 4 of the same book. Brother Micaiah, 5 verse 4 of the same book. Isaiah 5 verse 4.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 4 reads, verse 4, "What could have been done more to my vineyard? that I have not done in it. Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grace, brought it forth, wow, grace.
He said, what could I have done? He said, the way I put you on the table, laid you out the way I want to lay you out, it's nothing to add to you, LHIP. When you come out that tub, put some oil on you and go about your business. That's it. You ain't got to add nothing. I've done everything I can for the children of who in verse 7. And who in verse 7 again? Brother McGuire?
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 7. Verse 3. For the vineyard of Yahweh's host is the house of Israel, the northern kingdom. And the man of Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, has his pleasant plant. And he looked for a judgment, but behold, oppression, for righteousness, but behold, a cry.
He's look here. He's talking about the whole 12 tribes, southern and northern kingdom. He said, what I got on the table, southern kingdom ain't doing what I tell them to do, and northern kingdom ain't doing. And that's why we're in the condition we at right now, because southern and northern, he can't recognize you because you do not make your decision according to the Bible. Sister Thomas Israel, Steve Ray, give me that Psalm 78:1-10 and a closing statement. Come out.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Psalm 78, verses 1 through 10. Give ear, O my people, to my Torah. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Verse 2. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. Verse 3. Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Yes. Verse 5, for he hath established a testimony in Israel and appointed a law in Israel, a Torah in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make known them to their children. Verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Verse 7, that they might set their hope in Yahweh and not forget the works of Yahweh, but keep his Torah instruction. Verse 8, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their mind aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with Yahweh. Verse 9, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turn back in the day of battle. Verse 10, they kept not the covenant of Yahweh and refused to walk in his Torah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Thank you for your goodness, Yahweh. Thank you for this word. Thank you for your mercy. And I just want to read 2 Ezra, chapter 2, that verse 30 and 31. Be joyful, O thou mother, children, for I will deliver thee, saith Yahweh. Verse 31. Remember thy children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the sides of the earth and show mercy unto them. For I am merciful, saith Almighty Yahweh. Thank you for your mercy, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Essence of the time of Israel, see you right. I was acting on your part. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's run to the book called Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, and 31 through 39, and we'll get a close statement out of you. Let's see what it says, Brother Micaiah. We're going to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and 31 to 39 in a closing statement. Brother Micaiah Israel, C. Ray, you on the clock, come out.
Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, 31 through 39. Verse 1 reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, who yes. walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh yes. be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32.
All right now.
He that spared not his own son, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he now, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything in charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. Verse 34. Who is he that condemns? It is Yahweh the Son that died. Yes, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also maketh intercession for us. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or prosecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor ministry spirit, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, any other creature should be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Hey, what you call the baby behind that, Mekhi Israel?
Yahweh, for another blessed day. Bless me and my wife and my children, daughters. Ready to hear the word of Yahweh. Blessing us for giving us a city today. And blessing the family of Israel who all want to hear the word of Yahweh. You know, one banner. I want to read Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the Torah instruction, happy is he. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Excellent. Brother Mekhi Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Sister Thomas Israel. Steve Ray. Tribal Yahweh Judah. Excellent. All right. That was excellent. All right. We're going to go find our elder and bring it in and get this closing statement for taking my 44. Then we're going to bring the best part of the broadcast coming up shortly when we bring the mothers in. So we're going to bring our elder back and give you his closing statements on K-44. Elder Mr. Kibbs, you're back on the clock. Come on. What you saying, WCC?
This is a nice broadcast.
What you saying? Start again, Elder.
That's probably what you'd love to see.
All right, start one more time. Start one more time, because WCC, they just give it a the poor plug on you, but I guess they'll let you roll. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, I have to say, such a pleasure to continue to roll when you find that somebody else has the hammer and you are just a nail. Well, we don't want to get pounded on too much there. So what we're going to do is just thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast and welcome and thank everyone else for continuing to listen to the words of Yahweh. You know, as I said before, you know, they tried to tell Yahweh the Son, what is he doing in the temple teaching? And that was corrected. As he said in Matthew chapter 21, verse 24, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, and likewise I will tell you by what authority I do these things. So when you continue to stay in the word of Yahweh, as I said before, this is our authority. The Bible, the King James Bible, we use this word to stay in his righteousness. This is why a teacher can't learn from his students, because they'd be all over the place, as I've seen in the past few weeks. can't even keep their mind concentrated on one thing, and that's the subject. But a teacher having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching, and this is well known. A student can learn from a good teacher, as I've said before, and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. And I'm beginning to see that come into part right now. This shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we have to be aware. Like, we know that people that came to hear things that most of us can hear, some listening could never understand. And we make that misunderstanding very possible in Yahuwah's ministry. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given this knowledge to know we have those out there that camouflage the evil and confused teachings. And we mention that each and every broadcast. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. As has been said, how can you guys get this much out of this one book? Well, it comes from connecting the books. Your health, that comes from the Bible also. Foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book, because you have not this information you came to seek, and now you have found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gadda. Open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until our members desire to leave. We have a website address also. Just enter www.tribeyhdh.com on any search line. After click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us when we read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We have a live program also. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We also have a few phone numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah Online. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order any one of our particular 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs on DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live. And after click, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, our program will be simultaneously transmitted on Pal Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the on-the-table topics that we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shaddon. We'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. For you to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will choose to block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. So we can continue in the Word of Yahweh. And in this learning, I would suggest keep your Bibles open. Pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah, that's excellent. We'll look forward to hearing what you got to say. And like I said, again, we're going to come on that broadcast just to do one thing, is listen. So we definitely going to be all ears on it. So now we can get down to the most important part.
Down to the River Jordan, where John baptized three, where I walked the devil in hell, since John had baptized me, I say, go, Jordan, go, Jordan, go, my soul will rise, Lord, some say John is a Baptist, some say John was a Jew, John was a preacher called my Bible says so too. I say, Oh, Jordan, roll. My soul around heaven, Lord, with you and Jordan, roll. Hallelujah, Oh, Jordan, roll. My soul around heaven, Lord, with you and Jordan, roll.
Gone, there'll never be another black Messiah unless we create him.
Hallelujah. Yeah, okay. But one thing we do know, the box to hell been lit, the curtain hell went up, and like I said, see, right, it's up to us to do one thing. Step up in the word of Yahweh, and Yahweh will take the mail. Everybody gonna do their part, but guess what? The game changes when we do our part. All right, we're going to get the best part of the broadcast when we bring the mothers in. We bring the mothers in out of Camp 1, and they're going to get in the microphone, and they're going to tell you what the Almighty put on them. And that's what it's all about, C-Ray. We come humble, and we come to tell you one thing. It's time to take another look at this book. It's time not only to be a look of this book, it's time to be a doer of this book. But we don't know when our time is, according to St. John 7:6, it's always. But he's given us an out. He's given us six anointed camps to come on this broadcast and show you what he's saying. This is the way. If you apply it, I'm going to intervene. If you don't, you're going to keep going through it. So we're going to bring our mothers in and let the mothers tell you what the Almighty done put on them. And coming out of Camp 1, I know we got mothers in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But we're dealing with mothers out of Camp 1 right now. And we're going to bring Mother Z in, and she'll get in the microphone and tell you all on her mind to tell you. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, Tribal Yadav Judah, Yahweh be to that seed, right?
Yahweh, bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, the network is packed jamming. And the best part of the broadcast, when the mothers get in that microphone and tell the national audience what the Almighty have told them to tell the national audience. You're on the clock. Come on.
I would just like to say to the national audience tonight and read to them out of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, about there's a time for every purpose under the sun. And I'm going to start reading at verse 1 and read down probably to verse 9, and then I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to pluck, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Verse 3, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up. Verse 4, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to moan, a time to dance. Verse 5, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, to gather, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. Verse 6, a time to get and a time to load, and a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Verse 7, a time to reap and a time to reap and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak. Verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Verse 9, what profit has he that works in the work wherein he labor? And I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes 1 and start reading at verse 3. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 3. What profit have a man or woman for all his labor which he takes under the sun? One generation passed away and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever. Verse 5, the sun also arise, and the sun go down, and to its place where he arose. And I would just like to say, I didn't read the whole chapter of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, but he's telling us in his word, it's a time for everything up under the sun. No matter what it might be, it's a time for everything. And we don't always understand about Yahweh's doing. And not only we understand everything in all his ways, but it's a time for everything up under the sun, whatever it might be. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right. That's right, Mosley. That's a time for everything. And right now is a time to organize. It's time now to get in order.
according to the Bible. Like we read earlier upon the lesson, you don't know your time according to St. John 7, verse 6, but he know his time. So it's time, see, right? It's time to organize according to what the book is saying. And on the ministry, we know that it's telling you what the book is saying, the six anointed counts of bosses over to his life. So we're going to bring another mother in out of camp one, Mother E, and she's going to get in that microphone and tell you what the Almighty going to put on her to tell this national audience. Because we come humble, see. We come humble to tell you, just as Yahweh. It's up to you to take heed. What you hear? When you meet the mothers out of camp one, Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Mother E, Yahweh beat you there, see, right?
Yahweh bless you, see, Israel. Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The world listening is a representative all over the known world is listening. So get in that microphone, that Mother E, and tell the national audience what the Almighty will put on you to tell them. You on the clock. Come on.
Okay. So what I'm going to tell the national audience today, I'm going to read in the book of Luke, chapter 2, and I'm going to read down to verse 52, I think that's what I meant. So I'm going to start reading at verse 2. And it comes to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this tax was first made when Caesar was governor of Syria. Verse 3, and all went to be taxed, even everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto a city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the family and lineage of David. Verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Verse 6, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in swaddling cloth, and laid in a manger, because there were no room for them in the inn. Verse 5, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Verse 9, and lo, the ministering spirit of Yahweh came upon them, and the greatness of the Yahweh shone round about them, and they were so afraid. Verse 10, and the ministering spirit said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Yahweh, the Yahweh. Verse 12, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. Verse 13, and certainly there was with the ministering spirit and multitude of the heaven.
Oh, Mother E. Continue on, Mother E. You're doing great there, Mother E. Continue, Mother E. You're doing great. Mother E, continue. You're doing great. Hallelujah. See, one thing you understand, this Bible is telling us in 1924,
He said, you have all the wisdom in the world, all the knowledge, can read up and down. He said, but in 1924, the book Sirach, he said, you have all the wisdom in the world, I'll burn you in the fire. Let me tell you something. If you're doing my will, you're going into the kingdom. And that's in 1924, the book of Sirach. So one thing about the mothers, they give it all they got to come and tell you what the Almighty put on them to tell you. And they'll tell you something. They got the same spirit every time they come in the network, every time in class. And what they're about one thing, helping you to understand one thing. Time is running out. Get in. Marie, you're back on the clock. Come on. Come on, Marie.
Okay. I'm going to start back to reading at verse 13. And certainly there was with these ministering spirits a multitude of heavenly hosts in Yahweh and saints. Honor to Yahweh and the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill for us men. Verse 15. And it comes to pass, as the ministering spirit was gone away from them and to heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Yahweh has made known unto us. Verse 16. And they come with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the babe laying in a manger. Verse 17. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying, which was told them concerning this child. Verse 16. And all they that heard it wondered, told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her mind. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising Yahweh for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. 21. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Yahweh, which was so named of the ministering spirits before he was conceived in the womb. Verse 22. And when the day of her purification, according to the Torah instruction, Moses were accomplished, brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Yahweh. Verse 23. As it is written in the Torah instruction, the Yahweh every male that, verse 24, and offered a sacrifice according to that which is said in the Torah instruction for Yahweh, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, that's Judah, the southern kingdom, whose name was Simon. And the man was just and devoted, waiting for justice and waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the righteous ministering spirit, the righteous spirit was upon him. Verse 26. And it was revealed unto him by the righteous spirit that he should not see death before he has seen the Yahweh day night. Verse 27. And he came by the Spirit unto the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Yahweh, to do for him after the custom of the Torah instruction, then took he him up in his arms and blessed Yahweh and said, Yahweh, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy Savior, when thou hast prepared, which thou hast prepared before thee, face of all people, a light to light the Gentiles, and the great and the honor of the people Israel. Verse 33. And Joseph and his mother at those things which were spoken of him. And Simon blessed him and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for thee and rise again for many in Israel and for a sign that shall be spoken again. Verse 35. Yea, a voice shall hear through your own soul also that the thoughts of many minds may be revealed. 36. And there was one a night, a prophet, the daughter of Peniel, of the tribe of a she was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her birth, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served Yahweh the fasting and prayer night and day. And she come in, and said, gave thanks likewise unto the Yahweh, to speak of him to all them that look for redemption of Israel, doth not Judas the 17th. And when they had performed all things according to the instructions of Yahweh, they returned unto Galilee and their own city, Nazareth. Verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace. The covenant of Yahweh was upon him. Verse 41. Now his parents went to Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, every year at the feast of Passover. Verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, southern king of Judah, after the custom of the feast. 43. And when they had fulfilled the day as they returned, the child tarried behind in Jerusalem, southern kingdom. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they supposed, being in the companion, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinfolk and acquainted. And when they found him not, they returned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. Verse 36. And it comes to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctrine, both hearing them and asking them questions. Verse 37. And all that heard him was astonished at his understanding. And now 48. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee. Verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? With ye not that I must be about my father's business? Verse 50. And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subjected unto them. But his mother kept all those sayings in her mind. And Yahweh increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with Yahweh and with Yahweh the Father and man. So I would just like to say to this national order that Yahweh was sent for Israel. Yahweh come for Israel, that Israel might be saved. And Yahweh was teaching in the synagogue before he was 12 years old, I'm sure. But this is Yahweh come for Israel, for Israel to save Israel, because Israel needs a Savior to save him, save us. And I thank Yahweh the Father for his son that he hung on the tree for Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That was excellent, Mother. You see, one thing about it, like we keep saying. See, this program carries a lot of information out of these six anointed camps. And we come in humble because we know we've been chosen to take care of this business. And when you hear these mothers come on the network, one thing about it, they give it all they got and they bring you from the nine to tell you, pay attention and take heed. It's up to you, C-Ray. But one thing you're going to find out, and time to come, this ministry is aimed to help you come out from under this dead state of mind. Because remember, if we continue to make decisions and the Bible don't support it, you're not going to have the comfort of Yahweh with you. But once you turn and the decision you get ready to make and the Bible support it, guess what? You got the best of Yahweh with you. All right, and remember one thing, and when three mothers speak to you according to the Bible, that's serious business. And we're going to find out, because we found a third mother out of Camp 1. And we're going to bring Mother D up Israel in, and she's going to get in the microphone, and she's going to tell you what the Almighty put on her to tell you. It's up to you. See, it's not a point of how you can do this and how to do this. These mothers come straight up to tell you what the Almighty is giving them to tell you. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to that seed royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of seed royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You heard a whole lot on the broadcast. And we know you got plenty to take, because you're a great note taker. So get in that microphone and this national order today everywhere. Get a real. They want to hear what Mother D.F. Israel got to say next. You on the clock, come on.
Well, I want to talk on the same line as Yahweh's chosen and who Yahweh chose. And I want to read starting from Isaiah 44, verse 1. Yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. So he chose Israel. Okay, I want to go to the book of, second book of Ezra, chapter 16, and I want to read verses 73 to 78, I think. Here goes. Second Ezra 16:73. Then shall they be known who are my chosen, and they shall be tried the gold in fire. 74. Hear, O you, my beloved, says Yahweh, behold, the days of trouble are at hand, but I will deliver you from the same. 75. Be you not afraid, neither doubt, for Yahweh is your guide. 76. And the guide of them who keep my Torah instruction and precepts, says Yahweh. Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sins lift up themselves. 77. Woe be unto them that are bound with their sin and covered with their sin, like a field is covered over with bushes, and the path thereof covered with thorns, that no man or woman may travel through. 78. It is left undressed and is cast into the fire to be consumed wherewith. I want to read Revelation chapter 12, verses 17, and it reads, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keepeth the Torah instructions of Yahweh the Father and have the testimony of Yahweh the Son. So you're going to be tried, but we got to hold out until the end. For Yahweh is our God. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's the three mothers out of Caravan. And one thing about it, like we said to you earlier, the mothers come humble, and they got the same spirit on the network. They are in class, eyeball to eyeball. And that's a page that we ought to take. So we still got some few minutes left, so we might well catch a few verses there, Mother E. We might well catch us a few verses, because our problem, we can read our problem. It's just when we read it, we can't figure it out. And we'll try to break it down. Let's go to our Numbers chapter 14, our Mother E. Let's run to Numbers chapter 14, and we'll look at verse 2, 11, and 12. So, you know, our problems is what this Bible says. And if we just pay attention and apply what this Bible is saying, guess what? We'll find out. Numbers 14, chapter 2, 11 and 12. Mother, let's see what it says in Numbers chapter 14, verse 2. And skip down to verse 11 and 12. Mother, you on the clock, come out.
Numbers chapter 14, verse 2 and verse 11 and 12. Verse 2. Mm-hmm. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation to them, with Yahweh that we had died in the land of Mizraim, the house of bondage. But with Yahweh, we had died in this wilderness. Verse 11. And Yahweh said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be they believe me for all the signs which I have shown among them? Verse 12. And I will smite them with the pestilence, disallow them, and will make of thee a great nation, as mighty in thou.
Mm-hmm. So you say, I'm going to smite them with the pestilence. Is that what he just said? You know what the pestilence is in the word today? That's translated into COVID. The disease.
Right.
I'm going to put a disease on you. He said, there's a there. He said, how long you refuse to do what I tell you to do? He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put some counsel on you. I'm going to put some COVID. They call it the word called COVID. And the reason I'm going to put it on you, because you ain't been lined up in the promise you made to do. Now, mother, dear of Israel, let's precept that to Jeremiah 29, mother, dear of Israel, 17 through 19. See, we try to always figure out, well, what is this disease is all around? I mean, why don't you listen to the Sixth Anointed Captain to tell you the problem? The problem is, Yahweh said, listen, he going to get your attention sooner or later. Remember, don't no evil happen. Well, let me pull a rabbit out of here. Mother Eve, pull a rabbit out of here for me real quick. Go to Amos chapter 3, verse 6. Listen real good what he said in Amos 3, 6. Then we'll read that, Mother Eve of Israel. Look what Yahweh says to Amos in 3, verse 6. You think you watching that one-eyed Satan, you don't understand what's going on? Let's see what he says in Amos 3, verse 6.
Okay. Book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 6, read. Amos, chapter 3, verse 6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and the Yahweh had not done it?
So it is evil in the city. Guess who done it? Yahweh. This pestilence that you have, that they got it wrapped up all called COVID, this is the hand of Yahweh. And once we recognize he's telling us, you don't want to obey me, so I'm going to keep plaguing you until you understand one thing. Either you're going to be a covenant keeper or you're not. That's what he's saying. Come on, Mother, D.F. Israel, what you read? 29, 17 through 19. Listen real good. Jeremiah, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what's said there, Mother D.F. Israel, Jeremiah 29, verse 17 through 19. Mother D.F. Israel, you on the clock, come on.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 17 through 18. Verse
19.
17, read.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Verse 17. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like bowed figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. 18. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment and an hissing and a reproach among all the nations, whether I have driven them, verse 19, because they have not hearkened, listened to my words, says Yahweh, which I sent unto them by my servants, the seers, raising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, says Yahweh.
So you see that? So, you know, a lot of people say, well, I wonder what is stuff all in the air. No, this is the hand of Yahweh. He told you what you agreed to do, what he told you to do, but you forgot it. So he gonna play until you remember what he's telling you. Then if you understand what he's telling you, Mother D up Israel, and a closing statement, I mean Mother E, what is he telling you over in 54 verse 17 of Isaiah and a closing statement? Let's see what he's saying there, Mother. In the 54th chapter of Isaiah verse 17. You wonder why this, what you call the clover? He's telling you. In the Bible, it's called pestilence. And he said, I'm going to send it on you and your family. You're going to figure out, you're going to be always need something be done to your body. Because you refuse to do what the Bible says. Once you return back to the Bible, that's when I'm going to kick in. And that's in take number 44. So catch it in the beginning. Those on this national audience, and understand one thing, Yahweh, that cobble, it's a pestilence. I've been on the children of Israel until you come back to the bond of the covenant. Either you're going to be a covenant keeper or you're not. Look what it says in 54:17, Mother E, in the closing statement, come out.
Look, Isaiah chapter 54:17.
Yes, ma'am.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me.
You say your righteousness of me is Torah keeping. He said, it's nothing out here called, whatever you want to call it, a cobra, what the Bible calls a pestilence. Won't none of that come near you. If you look in this Bible and see you got me right, is the decision you making, do the Bible support it right now? Tell me. Remember we read earlier in the 13th chapter, verse 5, examine yourself. Decision you making right now, do the Bible support it? I bet you 10 out of 10 times it don't. And then you wonder why it's happening. He's telling you right now, until you return back to the promise you made with me, I'm going to play with you. Pestilence. The new word for pestilence is what you call COVID. Mother, give me one more verse. Give me that Proverbs 28, verse 10, to close the thing. Proverbs 28, verse 10, Mother E. I need one more verse out. 28, verse 10. Listen to what he says here in 28, verse 10. Proverbs 28, verse 10. And Mother of Israel, help me, Jeremiah 24, 9 and 10. Wait, no. Yeah, Proverbs 28, verse 10. What did it say there, Mother E?
Okay. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 10, read. Oh, my goodness. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 10. Whoso causes this righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession.
Did you hear what he say? He said, if you cause the righteous, a Torah keeper, to get, and you disembobulate a Torah keeper, and you cause them to go astray for any 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever. Do you know that that's on your hand forever? See, one thing you don't do, anybody keeping the covenant, Torah instruction keeper, if you cannot help, you don't hurt. You don't do nothing. Nobody keeping the covenant. Now, if you want that would distract anybody keeping Yahweh's word and put them at a point that they cannot do Yahweh's business, guess what? That blood is on your hand. And that is what that verse says. Read it one more time, that Mother, and close the statement. One more time, that close the statement. This is real good, this verse.
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 10. Whoso causes a righteous person, whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the uprighteous shall have good things in possession.
Now move that far. I don't know. But keep that in your mind. Moe, close the statement. And we'll catch you tomorrow night for some more. You're on the clock tomorrow.
I'm going to read two or three verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the temple of Yahweh, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food. For they consider not that they do evil. Verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy mind be haste to utter anything before Yahweh. For Yahweh is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let your words be few. Hallelujah.
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 That's Mother E, that's Mother Z. Now, Mother D of Israel, I'm on that verse you got, and I got a bag back and give me Jeremiah 9:13 verse. Give me Jeremiah 9:13. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. But why don't you put 9:13 in there, Jeremiah, okay? Let's see what 9:13 says, Mother D of Israel. What do 9:13 say? You on the clock, come on.
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 13. And Yahweh said, because they have forsaken my Torah instruction, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein.
He said, the problem you got now, see, Ray, Israelites, you won't do the Bible. You got more excuses doing the Bible, and he said he's going to get you for it. You have to have things that you don't even, that would never have to be done. Because you've forsaken me, which is my Torah instruction. Let's go to 11th chapter, pick up verse 10 through 12. Same book, Jeremiah 11, 10 through 12, 16 and 17. So he's telling you right now. See, a lot of times you're trying to figure out, why me? Why this me? But it's, listen, the last thing you can do is draw back from me. That's what he's saying. When you draw back to me, you open yourself up for all type of plagues on you that will never touch you nowhere because his words is going to stand. Jeremiah 11, 10, 12, 16 and 17. Listen good.
Jeremiah 10 to 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah 11, verse 10. They are turned back to sin of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. And they went after false Yahuwahs to serve them. The family of Israel and the family of Yahdah Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Verse 11. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not listen to them. Verse 12. Then shall the city of Yahdah Judah and inhabitants of Yahdah Judah go and cry unto the Yahuwahs, false Yahuwahs, unto whom they offer incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. Verse 16. Yahuwah calls your name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit, with the noise of a great trump, tumult. He has kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. 17. For Yahweh of hosts that planted you has pronounced evil against you, for the evil of the family of Israel and of the family of Yahdah Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger and offering instinct unto Baal.
See what I'm saying? Now give me Jeremiah 24:9-10. He said, you know the problem you have now? You see, if you take your medicine, you weren't even designed to take medicine. All that taking medicine, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, is because you have a second Yahweh. You don't make your decision according to this Bible. And Yahweh said, I'm going to get you for it. And he sent the sixth anointing cap to tell you, turn back from your evil ways and come back to what you can read. And apply that and watch the difference. So Yahweh said one thing about his word going to stand. Look what he said in 24:9-10 of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was raised in the womb, Jacob. Let's see what you say there, Mother D.F. Israel. What do you say? 24:9-10.
Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. And I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurts, to be a reproach and a proverb and a taunt and a curse in all places, whether I shall drive them. Verse 10. And I will send a sword, the famine and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their father.
Do you hear that? Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, 25, and 64 in the closing statement. We'll get you all tomorrow night. We become humble. See, we just tell you what the man is saying. The reason you got all these problems and you want to know when he ain't going to come, when you come back to the bond of the covenant. So you tell your little one, the problem we got, we ain't keeping the bond of the covenant. We got an agreement we made, we're not keeping. Look what it says in 28, verse 15, and 25, and 64 of Deuteronomy, and the closing statement. We'll catch you all tomorrow night. Or some more. Come on, Mother, take us out.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, 25 and 64. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not listen unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe to do all his Torah instruction and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Verse 25. Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before thy enemy. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 64.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold on, make it 58. Make it 58 down to 64. Take your time. We'll catch you tomorrow night. 58 to 64.
You say Deuteronomy 28. Pick it up
Now read verse 58. Read verse 58 to 61. To 64.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58. The 61 or
65?
Yes, 64. Okay. 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this Torah instruction that are written in this book, that you mayest fear glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, your Yahweh, 59, then Yahweh will make your plagues wonderful, and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues, and of long continuous and sore sickness, and of long continuance. Verse 60. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. 61. Also every sickness and plague which is not written in the book of this Torah instruction, then will Yahweh bring upon you until you be destroyed. Verse 62. And you shall be left few in numbers, whereas you were as the stars of heaven, or the multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, 63. And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land, whether thou goest to possess. 64. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all the peoples from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve others, false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Mm-hmm. I'll read 30, 15, and 16 again, and then close the page. Read
Deuteronomy 30, verse 15 and 16. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. Verse 16. And that I command you this day to love Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his ways and to keep his Torah instructions and his statutes